Dr. Banks is a professor of men's health at Ulster University and Queen's Medical School in Belfast and is president of the European Men's Health Forum. He has been awarded gold medals for public health from the British Medical Association and from the Royal Society of Public Health. Dr. Banks has written over 100 manuals on health. Before becoming a doctor, he was a television repairman, so he may not be able to cure you, but he can do wonders for your vertical hold. Dr. Banks?
Thanks. Thank you very much indeed, and thanks for the invitation to speak here. I'm deeply jealous when I listen to the presentations so far, yesterday and today, how fast people can speak in America. In Europe, we've got over 50 languages, and we all have to speak really, really slowly. So everybody's waving, wrap up, you've only got 2 minutes waving at you, you know, because everybody takes so long to present, because you have to say it so slowly. So I'm going to speak really fast, because I've got to get through this, okay? So I'm sorry for anybody who doesn't understand Scouse. So I'm going to look at this very quickly, and I'm not going to just give you lots and lots of statistics. If you want the statistics for men's health in Europe, there is the European Men's Health Report, and it's online, and you can get it, and you can sit with it. It's over 100 pages long, just the summary, so that will, you know, keep you occupied. So what I thought I would do is, for a bit more fun, a bit more insight of this, let's just look at the way men's health is represented from the media, not least in Europe. And this, of course, is Venus moving across the sun. I'm sure you all recognize this. And they sent a ship down from Greenwich in England down to the southern hemisphere with a telescope and a clock. And they measured the time it took for Venus to move across the front of the sun. This happened about 6 months ago, right? This event lasted six months ago. The ship went down in the 1700s, okay? They then did the same thing up in Greenwich, and when the ship came back, they measured the time it took for Venus to move across the front. And it was different. The time was different in the southern hemisphere as it was in the northern hemisphere, and so therefore they could triangulate. And for the first time, they were able to work out the distance between the sun and the earth, the earth and Venus, and every other member of the solar system then known to astronomers in the 1700s. That was because somebody noticed a difference. And that's what this is all about. Just noticing a difference and acting upon that difference. And so that's what, if you like, is what we're going to start off with today. And we're going to go really quick. Oh, you've got different buttons. I should have looked. Is there American buttons? What do I do with this thing?
No, I think you have to hit this thing.
Oh, you use that pillow, right? Okay, so there we go. Here we go. So we're going to go through this really quickly. Look at the use of services, the way the media represents us, and examples of good practice. And this is what I needed to show you really quickly, if I can get this thing to work. This is a three-dimensional presentation of flu taking place in the Royal Mail in the UK. And the idea was they're going to vaccinate everybody right across the UK. Can you all hear me? I don't need to use anything. Vaccinate in Royal Mail, so they will not take time off with flu, because they can't, because they haven't got flu, okay? So they did it, and they vaccinated them all. And these are all the post offices groups right across the United Kingdom, you can see here now, and the following is, now they tested it. And when they tested it out of this, and they've given them all the flu vaccines, so they can't have flu, okay? One radio station in Newcastle, which is here, okay, Newcastle, broadcast a thing about flu, that you die if you get flu. If you get flu, you're dead. So don't get flu, whatever you do. And don't go to work, because if you go to work, somebody else is going to give you flu and you'll die, you see. And so they followed down what happened in Newcastle, and following the broadcast that had said that, watch out if you get flu. Now these guys were always going, oops, there it goes. Right? So just do it again, just to show it again. Okay, so the radio broadcast went out, and everywhere else there's all little flu epidemics going on, but in Newcastle the thing went absolutely crazy. So what we've got here is the impact of the media on the way, and these were men, predominantly men, it's almost entirely a male workforce, okay, go on now, post men, okay, and so you can see the impact of the media, just presented it to the way that men are thinking about it, and this is part of it, the way that men perceive symptoms. And generally, us men, because of the way that we're educated and the way that we're brought up, perceive symptoms differently from women. It's different. And the only area that we've actually got somewhere in common is where we have difficulty swallowing. That is where we are similar to women. But all the rest, we're actually worse. And this is part of the problem. This is the British Medical Journal, for God's sake. This is how they presented men's health and the issue, and that's the cover they chose to stick on the front. And they were really pleased with it. And they couldn't understand when I said, for God's sake, you're just reinforcing the stereotype here. Is it any wonder that young men have problems trying to decide what is it like to be a man? That's what they put on for the doctors to read. So if the doctors think it's like that, then God help all the rest of us. Men generally go slower to see GPs. I know you have a different system here. But the primary care system in the UK, generally speaking in the UK, and right across Europe, men go slower. They wait longer before they actually go and do something about a problem. They'll generally wait and prevaricate, and it'll go away. And part of the problem is, and this is quite a right-wing paper, not exactly the thing I normally read, I can tell you, but as you can see the Daily Mail, but this is actually saying the reason why this guy's because he's scared to death. And this is fascinating, because when we actually looked at men's use of screening programs, this came up. Because when we looked at bowel cancer screening, the reason why women wouldn't take part in the bowel cancer screening program was because of embarrassment. But when we asked men, it was the fear of the diagnosis. In other words, by simply taking part in it, you'll get it. You're far better off not finding out, because if you don't find out, you won't get it. If you ask about it, you're going to get it. So don't ask. And this is basically the male brain speaking here about the testing system. And we found it with the pharmacies. The same idea with the pharmacies. Men tend to use the pharmacies far less, right across Europe, far less than women do. But, and here's the point about it all, if you design a system which is accessible to men, they will use that system. So it's pointless just saying it's all men's fault all the time. Look at the way we've got the system designed, and if you do it right, we now know that it will work. And if we don't get it right, this is what's going to happen. Once upon a time, you could only go to the pharmacist, or you could only go to your doctor. Now you've got the internet, and it's a lot easier to use this machine and just press a button and get an embarrassing medicine come through the letterbox than actually going to a doctor or a pharmacist and asking for it. And that's where they'll go. And you can look at these yourself. This is all going to be able to access these slides. But they actually set up a false site in Germany. And had the guys who put this false out been a genuine site, they'd have been millionaires because people were using it so much. So if we've got to get this system sorted. And this is what we did in Europe. This is in Brussels in 2013, very recently. And these are the pharmacists, the dentists, the opticians, the doctors, the nurses are all in the same room. And we said to them, basically, look, leave your egos outside the door, inside here, you're all equal. Let's talk about the barriers, about the way we work between ourselves as health professionals, and how we're delivering our services to men in a better and more effective way. And it produces this report, and there's some of these reports sitting over there, which are all for the different areas of primary care and the way we can improve the speed at which men actually use those services. So please help yourself to them. This is part of the thing we're up against. This was the launch of Viagra. I actually launched Viagra for Europe, for Pfizer. And the room was just full of television cameras. You thought World War III had broken out. That was the level of interest in it. And you can see all of it. The papers were full of it. There was nothing. And yet, that's where men's health, after you trace it back, the interest in men's health, it goes back to this point here, and then suddenly men's health took off as an interest. And it's all about hairy, dangly bits. I mean, there's more to men than hairy, dangly bits. But if you look at in a pharmacy, that's what it's all about. Hairy, dangly bits. You don't get anything else to do with the generality of men's health. And yet, hidden inside here is a little message of here that there's something going on to do with ED that actually had a public health issue. And that was this guy Jackson, Graham Jackson, a brilliant character. But he predicted that ED, actually, erectile dysfunction, it would be the cardinal marker for cardiovascular disease. And he was right. And what is happening when you have erectile dysfunction is exactly the same as what you have when you're having a cardiac event. It is exactly the same system. Whereas it happens faster in the penis than it does happen in the heart. If a guy has got ED, until proven otherwise, then he's got a cardiovascular event coming his way. And he's probably got type 2 diabetes, and he's more than likely got hypertension or dyslipidemia as well. This is the way the media picked up this story. It's one of your guys here, okay? And the reason why this got brought up in Europe was not because it was oral cancer. It was because it was oral sex that was being talked about. And he actually retracted this statement a bit later on. But the issue came up in this because, again, it was about sex rather than the cancer itself. And yet, look at these statistics. If somebody told me as a young doctor 25 years ago, that a junior doctor, that cervical cancer would actually fall below oral cancer in terms of incidence, I'd have just laughed at them. Here it is in Europe. Look at this. For UK. Look at this is the crossover point. This was the time when there were more cases of oral cancer in men than there were cervical cancer, obviously, in women. And yet, we do not vaccinate boys against HPV. We only vaccinate the girls. And I tell you, the gay guys are not overly chuffed about this as an explanation. Now, here we go. Another astronomical thing. This is you guys, okay? You guys sent a little spaceship to go around Mars to see what had there ever been, this is in 1999, and was there ever life on Mars at all? And you sent this rocket up with it, and here you are back down here, mission control down on Earth, and you sent this little spaceship off there to go around, and it actually had to fire its retro rocket and then go around the Mars and pick up information to say whether or not there had been life there. Okay, not whether there was life so much as what had there been life on there. And then we had to fire this retro rocket. The problem was you guys programmed a little spaceship in imperial units, miles and pounds, while down here in mission control you were working in the metric system, kilometres and kilograms. So when you sent the message up to the little spaceship, they didn't have a clue what you were talking about. You go straight in the middle of Mars, okay? It cost $364 million to work out the difference between the imperial system of measurement and the metric system. I could have told you 2.5 centimetres equals 1 inch. There you are, you vote for free. Costs $364 million to find out the answer to that question. In other words, if you give the wrong messages in the wrong language, don't be surprised if somebody not only doesn't do anything, because that's the, if you like, the best success of politicians, just nothing actually changes. But worse than that, it actually gets worse than what you started off. You've got to give the messages in the way that, in this particular case, men understand. And what we've done is, we actually asked them, allowed them to ask questions as well, on this site here, to find out what it was they wanted to know about, for instance, the prostate. Don't forget the definition of male middle age. What's the definition of male middle age, you know? It's when your prostate's bigger than your brain. And that's what this is all about. It's looking at what do men think about their prostate. And we found out the most amazing things. We found out that the men were more interested in just living a normal life. That's all they wanted to know about. Was how can I just live a normal life? How can I go to work? How can I go to the cinema? How can I do all these things normally? Whereas the things that the doctors wanted to know, they weren't as interested in them. What I would want to know as a doctor is this guy going to drop dead? That's what I was trying to find out. They are more interested in wanting to just live. That's what the point was. So we need to send the messages out. And we have to be very careful in Europe, because we've got to translate it into, I mean, my German's terrible, but we have to translate it. This is Welsh. How many people in this room speak Welsh? They are, you see. It's in Welsh, this. And it's in a hospital I used to work in, actually, in Wales. And they translated this, translated, because you have to put everything into two languages in Wales. You see? It's a country near England. That's made me no friends in Wales. And they wanted to translate it, you see, and they put this in. And what they didn't realise is what this actually means is this. That's what that actually means. And the beauty of this, of course, is they've sent this in without realising what it means, and got this answer back. So they thought that was the translation of the science. I know, it's wonderful, isn't it? But it's true. So, messages that to take away with you is get the message right. Put it in the language in which the people understand, whether it's in Germany or whether it's in Estonia or whether it's in the States. It doesn't matter where it is. Get the message right and put it in the language in which they're speaking, and they can understand it. Don't blame it on the men.
blaming on the system which is developing the men through the educational process and so on. And then maybe me and you will be jumping for joy when we realise that men's health has actually been taken seriously. I know there's been a little bit of airbrushing going on here, but that's probably just true with the course. Thank you very much.